This programme was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com.
You are listening to the Wolves Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. What a show we have in store for you. Well, because it wasn't enough, was it? The drama, the controversial game on the weekend to the Saints, that 1-1 draw when Wolves could have easily had 3 points. So many incidents to talk about that game. We're also going to be looking at tomorrow night's game in the Europa League and the game on the weekend when the Premier League returns. Thursday, Sunday is how it goes. Newcastle take on Wolves. Newcastle, well, they'll be up for it because Wolves, they might not be as fresh as Newcastle. It all begins, and where better to start than joining us tonight, and I'm so glad to have another chat with him, as it's been a while. Jordan Russell from the Wolves Fancast. Jordan, thank you so much for coming on the Wolves Fan Show again. 1-1 on the weekend. Where do we begin?
Yeah, hi, Charlie. I mean, with the weekend's result, bit of a peculiar game. I thought that we were okay in most parts of the game. Probably did enough to warrant winning the game as well. Like you say, so much drama, VAR decisions, where to begin with all that. I mean, by the letter of the law, both decisions were correct and you can't really argue with that. But, you know, the sense of watching that in the ground and the atmosphere and just how long it took really sucked a lot of, you know, sucked a lot of life out of the momentum, out of the performance as well. You know, like I say, we thought we'd gone ahead twice in the game and you celebrate those goals and then gets chalked off. And, you know, it is a bit of a momentum killer and a bit of a momentum shift. Like I say, I think very unlucky not to take all 3 points in the end on Saturday, but we go again Thursday.
Yeah, I think it's a valid point you mentioned, Jordan, and it's the one I actually wanted to talk to you about because, you know, you just admitted, very honest to you there, you said, you know, they were the right decisions on the weekend as much as it was frustrating because you felt like at the time, you know, two good goals and you celebrated it in what feels like ages it takes for VAR to overturn it. Jimenez could have had a hat-trick, but they might have been the right decisions and rightly so. So, you know, they don't stand and Southampton shouldn't go a goal down for a goal that shouldn't be rightly chalked off. But it's not only that, it's the momentum and the confidence. You know, you score one, it's chalked off. You score two, it's chalked off. And it just sort of takes the wind out of your sails. It deflates you. And what it does, it just gives the momentum. It swings it in Southampton's favour and go, guys, we've been let off, not let off twice here, but let's really get back into this now.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was the mood and atmosphere within the ground as well. You can, with VAR, I mean, everyone, I think there is a place for VAR in football and, you know, I don't think anyone can argue that it's there for the right intentions of getting the big decisions correct. It's just all about sort of, first of all, the amount of time it's taking within games and within the ground that people just aren't aware of actually what's going on. And second of all, you know, it's being used for stuff that isn't clear and obvious in terms of, completely. You know, it was very marginally offside. And I mean, for myself, personally, yeah, it's handball we scored. I think we benefited from that. But the offside decision is the one for me where really, you know, Catroni's not even half a leg offside. He's not even past the ball with that foot. And it's just sort of, you know, it's when you look at minute details like that and you stop and start in a game, it sort of takes the fun. It's sucking the fun out of the fan experience atmosphere within grounds. That's not just from a Wolves point of view. That's, you know, speaking to any football fan that I'll speak to about it as well.
Yeah, it feels like the tide on VAR is turned somewhat because, like yourself, and you just mentioned there, you're a fan of VAR, but it was for clear and obvious error. Yes, they were offside, but these marginal ones, it feels like the black and whiteness of it all has been lost. There's a big grey area. Fans don't have this clarification, especially when you're in the stadium. And I don't want to keep highlighting it, but it feels like ages afterwards, you know, Southampton were already ready to retake the centre kick and, you know, the moment had gone. And then we're hearing that VAR want to take a look at the goal.
Yeah, and that's where it's taking that enjoyment away from, first of all, from the fan experience, like I say, within the stadium. And second of all, it's just, you know, they're very marginal decisions here that are getting overturned. And I understand that you want to get the correct decisions, and rightly so. I think Wolves fans' frustrations are the fact that we haven't actually benefited yet from a VAR decision in terms of we have not conceded a goal which has been overturned by VAR. We've had now 3 goals ruled out, and it just feels like we're not getting the rubber of the green with it. Like I say, they're just taking, it's taking a lot of time out of the games, and then ultimately it is almost like missing a penalty. It literally does. In the stadium, in the performances, you can see that it doesn't matter if it's Wolves or another team, you can literally see if a VAR decision goes against that team, the momentum just completely swings back straight away. So yeah, it's got to be looked at, it's got to be reviewed, but I guess there's not a lot that we can do on this show tonight talking about it. But you know, I do think that it's right that we're trying to introduce VAR into football and trying to get the right decisions, but it's just got to be looked at, because right now, for me, it's not working.
Yeah, it's the perfect analogy, Jordan. I think you're so right. It's a likened to missing a penalty, because people say, oh, the momentum is lost. And we go, no, you know, because in the stadium, it gets the other team going. But that's exactly what it does. You know, earlier in the season, Spurs think they go 2-0 up away at Leicester. It's ruled out for offside. Leicester go and win the game 2-1. Southampton feel like Wolves have had 2 goals off here, we're right back in this and they're up for it. And you know, a lot's being made, maybe certainly from the Southampton side, not from the Wolves perspective, that Southampton were good for a draw there, 1-1, but they didn't have many players out on international duty. Ralph had a long time to work on this game, work on the tactics. Wolves had plenty chances to score. Like we said, Jimenez, he could have easily had a hat-trick. I think Wolves should feel like they've, you know, and maybe down to them other themselves that they didn't take the chances, but I felt like it was 2 points lost for Wolves on the weekend, Jordan.
Yeah, and if you look at sort of where Southampton are on the table and their aspirations of the season against probably our aspirations for the season and where we're looking to get to, yeah, I mean, you can look at it both ways. I think, you know, rightly so, it's 2 points drop from our point of view. Looking at Southampton at home, for a Wolves fan, it's one of those games where at the start of the season you go, right, we've got to win that one. It's obviously eased by the fact that we went to the Etihad and won 2-0, which I don't want to forget about too quickly. So, you know, in that sort of aspect, we've got 4 points from 2 games. You've got to look at the positives of it. We're unbeaten in 7. And, you know, hopefully we just can carry this run on now and this momentum.
Yeah, talking about brilliant runs, I think it's only you've lost one of the past 13 Premier League matches at home. That is a brilliant run for any side, isn't it?
Yeah, and Molineux, as soon as you get the fans behind the team, I mean, it has become a fortress, and rightly so. You've got to take advantage of any sort of minute advantages you can take in the Premier League. There's a lot of good teams and everyone's there on merit. So any small advantages you can get before a ball's kicked, then we need to take it. And with, you know, with that, a home record like that, no team wants to come to the Molineux and, you know, not come with any confidence anyway, that's for sure. We've beaten in that run, like you say, we've beaten Man United, Arsenal in the league, albeit last season. And, you know, we don't fear anyone at Molineux.
Well, I want to turn the attentions now to the Europa League, because you're quickly back in action tomorrow night, Jordan. And it's a weird one here, because I want to give you a positive. That's what I like to do on the Wolves fan show. Lastly, when you played in Europe, it was away to Besiktas. 93rd minute there, thank you. Then on the weekend, you was away after a European trip. You beat the champions 2-0. Now you play away, Bratislava tomorrow night. Then you come back. You're away again after a European trip, double header, Newcastle this time. But if we're going off what happened before the international break, any confidence going into this one, Jordan?
Well, it was actually myself on the show after we did this, you know, after we beat Besiktas and Man City last time. So, you know,
good omens there, Jordan.
Really that, yeah, exactly. Touch wood. You know, we can't. I said then we can't really have any excuses not to win in Europe and come back in the league and do it again. You know, you've got to take it, but it's very cliche, but you've got to take it game by game. I think that any away game in Europe is difficult. I know, obviously, it's meant to be played behind closed doors, and for whatever reason, UEFA have been very lenient on their racism ban behind closed doors game for Bratislava, which is another debate for another time, I think. But, you know, I think in the Europa League, it's very much that sort of mentality that if you win all your home games and you don't lose away, you're going to get through the group. I think at the start of the tournament and the start of the group, I thought 10 points would be enough. And to be honest with you, we've got a double header now. It's Bratislava, who They've got 4 points. They probably surprised a couple of teams in the group as they were meant to be the lowest seed. But if we can, you know, I'd be quite happy if we took a point there tomorrow and beat them at Molineux. I think we're well on track to get through the group stages then.
Yeah, it's interesting. You mentioned the game about tomorrow night, and like you said, it's time for another show or we could have longer on it. But, you know, obviously Bratislava are meant to be playing a game behind closed doors. And yet, obviously, UEFA are always great at setting strong punishments. The game could be set for a 21,000 crowd. Jordan, how has that happened?
I've got no idea. And, you know, they've made it an initiative of, I think there's 15,000 school kids that have got tickets, but there's still 6,000 adults that are going there to accompany them and support them. And
this
isn't punishment, is it? No, not at all. And I'm sure, you know, those 6,000 adults that are in the ground aren't going to be teachers or supervisors. I'm pretty sure it's going to be some of the culprits as to why they've got the game behind closed doors in the first place. But the only people that are losing out on this are the Wolves fans.
100%.
We've been given 200 tickets, and because it's not technically, because they're not technically away tickets, they're actually in the home end. Bratislava can charge Wolves what they want. There's no UEFA cap on it. So I've got a couple of friends who are out there, and they're charging £55 a ticket for the game tomorrow to sit in the home end, which again, just ludicrous, really. The only people that have been punished and the only fans that are being punished for this are Wolves, and it's just not fair.
It's absolutely not fair. We heard about this Category 1 tickets, and, you know, what about the Wolves fans who have already booked, you know, hotels, flight tickets? It's wrong, really, and then you're going to allow 6,000 of the home fans in. That doesn't sound like a stadium ban to me. And, all right, a stadium ban should be a stadium ban, but, you know, the Wolves fans shouldn't be punished for Bratislava fans' actions. They should have been allowed in. I just think it makes a mockery of it a little bit, doesn't it, Jordan?
Yeah, it does. And again, like sort of with the Bulgaria-England game a few weeks ago as well, I mean, UEFA's stance on racism, again, I'm probably not best person to comment on it, but, you know, they say one thing and do another with it. You've got to really make a stand and really try and stamp this out in the 21st century. It's not on, it's not fair, and it's not right. And the fact of they've been, you know, convicted of racist chants in previous games, they've had this ban, and UEFA just have them stamp their authority on it. I think it's pretty poor, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, I don't want to get carried away, Jordan. I definitely think, you know, we're not the best people to speak on it, but I want to talk about the Europa League from another angle, because we're only two games in, but Matt Doherty is already saying Champions League would be the absolute dream, you know, if they could qualify it via the Europa League, winning the Europa League. Is it possible, Jordan?
I don't want to sound like I'm blindsided by it at all. I think that there's no reason why for Wolves to fear anyone in that competition. And I mean, I'm looking at some of the Champions League groups tonight, where, you know, the third place team can drop down. And there's not, looking at it right now, there's not that many. You usually get a few big teams that are, you know, destined to drop into that competition and often end up going on to be favourites and end up winning the competition. But looking at it this year, I don't think there's that much, or there's not that many big names or that much quality who potentially could drop down from the Champions League into the Europa League this year. So who knows? I think that's it. You've got to get your luck. You've got to, you know, you don't want to draw like an Inter Milan or anyone like that.
Well, I was going to say Inter Milan or Borussia Dortmund, one of them could drop down, you know, because they're in a tough group. there's always some big teams. Jordan, what is your score prediction for tomorrow?
I believe that if we play to our capabilities, I believe we'll end up winning tomorrow. Like I say, I would take a point if you offered it me now. Might be a bit negative, but I think we'll win 3-1.
Ooh, big, big shout, Jordan. I expected no less. Well, we are talking on the Wolves Fan Show with Jordan Russell from the Wolves Fancast. And next, we will turn our attention to the Premier League on the weekend, because Wolves take on Newcastle.
For the fans, by the fans. Love Sport Radio.
You are listening to the Wolves Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. I'm still joined by Jordan Russell from the Wolves Fancast. We were just talking about the VAR-led game on the weekend with the Saints 1-1 there. Talking about tomorrow's night's game in the Europa League with Bratislava. We now turn our attentions to the game on the weekend with Newcastle. Another quick turnaround for Wolves. It's what happens when you qualify for Europe. You go on this European adventure. And what do you think of the quick turnaround? Tweet us at Love Sport Radio. Get involved in tonight's show. It's your team, your voice. Or call us on 0208 7020 558. Well, Jordan, it is Newcastle on the weekend. It is at St James's Park. Newcastle, not in the greatest form. They defended well on the weekend against Chelsea. Just nothing going forward. No creativity. Where are their goals going to come from? But we had the Newcastle fan show earlier on tonight. And, you know, it is a chance. With that quick turnaround for Wolves, it does play a part. It is a factor. What are you thinking ahead of the fixture on the weekend?
Well, with the travel as well, I think, you know, it can't get a further away game than Newcastle. So, and again, thankfully, Slovakia is not too far away. So we should get back relatively early Friday. There will obviously be that travel factor and that quick turnaround. And, you know, I think that St James's Park, if those fans get behind the team, it's always quite a difficult and tricky place to go, no matter who's managing them, what sort of form they're in. It can be quite a difficult fixture, as we found out last season, where we nicked it with the last kick of the game. And I'm not going up there with any sort of, you know, pre-meditations or pre-thoughts other than it's going to be a tricky game for us again. I'm expecting a difficult game. I think that Steve Bruce, I think the fans are starting just to warm to him a bit more now. And that United victory did help things. So I'm expecting a tricky game. Again, I don't think they pose much threat going forward, but I think it might be an advantage to us at home in front of that crowd. They're going to have to come on to us. And I think that our game plan is going to be very similar to what we like to do, which is sit in and pick teams off on the break.
Yeah, it's a really weird one, Jordan, because, you know, obviously last time we spoke and we spoke on the Wolves fan show, I'm saying, oh, coming off the game against Besiktas, then you got to go away to the champions, Man City. Not an ideal game. There isn't a harder game. You go and win it 2-0. You play really well. Keep a clean sheet. Could have scored more. And then this time I could say, you know, it's not the hardest game to go to. It is away St James's Park, but Newcastle, they haven't lifted any trees this season and set anyone alight. But as we've seen, like we said with the Man City game, it just doesn't work like that, does it?
No, absolutely not. And, you know, sort of form book can go out the window at any point, I guess. We are where we are in the league this season due to consistency. We haven't been as consistent as we were last season. So, you know, if we turn up and we play to our best of our capabilities, the best Wolves team would beat the best Newcastle team. That's just how it is right now. But we've got a trip to Bratislava to contend with. And, you know, it all depends on who turns up on the day. Like I say, I'm expecting a tricky game. I'm not expecting us to walk over them at all. I think they've rejuvenated the team. They've got the long staff brothers playing together. And I think that it's, you know, having two local lads, it's got giving the fans a bit of a lift. So I'm expecting a tricky game, but I think that if we play to our capabilities, there's no reason why we can't walk away with all 3 points.
Yeah, before I get that score prediction, Jordan, obviously for every team, you know, the winter months, the Christmas festive period, there's a, you know, loads of games, you know, it's a bit congested, it always is. It's 3 games in 6 days because obviously Aston Villa in the Cup next week. And I want to ask, with you playing in Europe, you're still in the Cup and then Newcastle on the weekend. Nuno's not the biggest fan of rotation, but could we see some now at the start of this busy period?
I think that what we're probably going to find and what we're probably going to see is we're going to sacrifice the usual starting 11 in the Carabao Cup, which...
But that's a huge game against Villa, though, ain't it?
Absolutely, yeah. It is a massive game. But I think that, realistically, Wolves fans aren't going to, you know, moan or begrudge Nuno for changing that team. I think that it is... Unfortunately, it's probably that the fourth priority of the season in terms of about all the competitions we're in. Carabao Cup's probably the least of our priorities. So, yeah, if we go there and we get turned over, I don't think too many fans will be too disappointed as long as the manner of the defeat and also the way we play. But, you know, again, we've got a confidence in the squad. It is a small squad we've got, but the people and, you know, the players that we've got on the bench, there's, you know, we have got a lot of quality there. We've got a few young players coming through, and I've got every faith that actually when it comes to that game, if we do rotate or we do rest a few players, that we can still go to anywhere and get a good result.
Yeah, I completely understand what you're saying, but I'm just thinking to myself, I'm thinking purely as that fan, Jordan, because I understand it from all points. You know, Nuno, he's got to look at the bigger picture, the long-term vision. You are in Europe, you are in the Premier League, that takes precedence. But, you know, whoever you support, when you get a rival in the Cup, you know, first 11s, resting players, that just goes out the window, because I know it's a cliche to say the next game is the most important, but fans look at that fixture and go, no, this is the most important one. We almost don't see sense, do we? We don't see logic.
No, absolutely not. And I would hate nothing more than to wake up Thursday morning losing to Aston Villa and having to go into work and speak to Aston Villa fans. I'm not going to lie about that.
No, I understand. I completely agree.
I'm getting my excuses in early.
Yeah. No, but it's the game that, you know, I'm sure you've got mates at Villa, West Brom, Birmingham, whoever, and they text you, don't they? Oh, we've got you in the cup. And you almost get this countdown, don't you? Like, yeah, we'll see next week. We'll see when you play you next week. And they forget that, you know, themselves and you, that you've got a game tomorrow. You've got a game on the weekend. But it's all eyes on Wednesday, and we know that's the bigger picture. But if Villa go on and win next week, and Jordan, you are with your workmates and they support Villa, and you go, well, look, well, we beat Newcastle and we beat Bratislava and we've got Arsenal after that, so we don't really care. They go, yeah, yeah, of course you don't care, mate. We knocked you out the cup. And you've got no defence.
No. The saving grace is we've got a quick turnaround in the league as well. So I think we're playing them on the 10th of November, I think. So yeah, I'm sure that the bragging rights, albeit, you know, whatever they may be, it could be quite short-lived. But yeah, absolutely. When it comes to that game on Wednesday morning, I'd have a different, you know, I'll be having a different conversation with you than what I am now. I'd be very much saying, get the 11 out, let's beat them, let's win 3-0 and get back home.
Yeah, Jordan, if I can't contact you on that day, I'll know why, mate. I try to avoid you at all costs. But we'll go back to the Newcastle game on the weekend. I'm not sure where they can hurt you, because obviously their lack of goals and creativity at the moment. But A, where are the areas that they can maybe expose any vulnerabilities with Wolves? And what is your score prediction for the weekend?
Well, we've actually got a couple injuries at the back in terms of Sice and Bennett, and we had Vallejo come on the weekend and he looked a bit shaky, and he lost the ball for the Danny Ings goal, albeit it was a Cody error as well, and there's a few of others in there. So, I mean, our weakness, or, you know, where Wolves fans are probably a bit concerned, is our right side of our defence. He's had a few games with Vallejo. I think, you know, there is a player in there, but he's been very shaky for us since he's come to the club, and you can sort of see there's the confidence within him and within the fans within him as well. It's not there at the moment. So if I was Steve Bruce or a Newcastle fan looking at any weaknesses to try and exploit, then I'd say the right side of our back five as such is probably where they're going to get in. But like you say, there as well, they're not very potent themselves. They're not very prolific. They haven't really got anyone, and I'm saying this touching wood, that it doesn't come to bite me in the backside, but they haven't got anyone that screams off the page to you that, you know, you're worried about really when you face them. We played them in the Asia Trophy in the summer, and again, I know it's a friendly tournament, but we were 4-0 up at half time, and we were literally the levels in between the teams looked, you know, chalk and cheese as such. So again, going off that performance, I'm very confident that, you know, I think that, you know, like I say, I think that if we turn up and we play to the best of our abilities, well, there's no excuses really. We should be coming away with 3 points.
3 points. What's the score prediction though?
I'll take a 2-0. I believe. 2-0
will
be good.
2-0, clean sheet, 3 points. Can't go any better, especially from that turnaround from the European game. Jordan, as always, my time with you is too short. Really enjoyed our chat tonight. That was Jordan Russell from the Wolves Fancast. Please check him out, as you should check out the Wolves Fancast. Well, this was the Wolves Fan Show, and you can tune in and join in every Wednesday, 10 to 10:30. But up next, it is the Celtic and Rangers Fan Show.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.